tonight's mental health person.
Call the House Judiciary Committee to order Wednesday, June 1st, 2011. We're going to go ahead. Now, all the bills that are on the list today are going to move, so you know ahead of time. The dash sevens will not go into 519. It will be the dash sixes when we get there. Open a public hearing. We don't have an amendment to that bill, the first bill, do we, right?
432, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to go directly to a work session. Open a work session on Senate Bill 432. The staff?
Mr. Chair, I think it was scheduled for a hearing. There's no one signed up. So,
no one signed up?
But at least in the sign-up sheet that I saw.
So we're no session.
And we did have a hearing on the bill before.
We're in work session.
Okay.
We're in work session now.
Okay. Chair, members of the committee, this bill comes to you from the request of the Interim Judiciary Committee. Clarifies that the maximum time, 3 years, a person may be committed to the Oregon State Hospital and an aid and assist proceeding starts from the date the defendant is first committed to the Oregon State Hospital. So, chair, members of the committee, the bill is with district attorneys are neutral on the bill. You heard from Bob Jundiff as to the need for this bill on the 26th of May. No amendments. All the paperwork is there.
Okay, committee members, do you have any discussion or concerns with the bill?
I do want to say one thing that this is an issue, or touches on an issue I hope we can work with in the future, which was mentioned at one point during the course of this committee, that when persons are balanced back out at the state hospital and sent to the county jails for custody, their medication regime is oftentimes not adhered to, and then they bounce back and forth, you know, and how many tax dollars get spent in that process. Okay. And so if someone out there is willing to contemplate that and ponder it over the course of the interim, then I'd like to hear some more about that.
All right. Representative Tomei, did you have a comment?
Well, I just was looking at my notes, and also the Community Mental Health, Andy Smith, and Mark Nystrom from Oregon Counties also spoke in favor of this. So I think it's part of a package of bills. We're looking to reform the PSRB and improve that so that people are admitted into the state hospital under very specific circumstances and then are able to leave the hospital under also specific circumstances.
Anybody over here on this side I missed?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 432 to the floor to do pass.
Co-Chair Barker has moved Senate Bill 432A to the floor to do pass. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Dolan.
Aye.
Representative
Tomei. Aye. Representative Warren. Aye. Representative Whitman.
Excuse.
Co-Vice
Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Frieder.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Senate Bill 432A passed. Who'd like to carry the bill? Representative Tomei, would you carry it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I have a camera. I'd like to take everybody's picture today, everybody in committee. We're all here right now. Well, exactly. I think we lost representative, wasn't it? But at some point, can we take the picture before everybody sort of...
Yes.
Representative Olson, I know, doesn't like to
prison
his
lineup.
Picture.
That's what
they do. Well, Mr. Chair, not if Representative Tomei and Representative Olson do the same thing with that picture that Olson took of me.
Okay, we're going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 519A. Senator Bonamici, do you want to come up for just a second?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 519A provides that property subject to an affordable housing covenant if it goes into foreclosure, that foreclosure will be subject to the right of the eligible covenant holder to purchase that property for the total sum of obligations secured by the trust deed or mortgage, or for the highest bid received for the property from an individual other than the eligible covenant holder. And I would call your attention to the dash A6 amendments, as I do believe they will be the subject of Senator Bonamici's remarks.
And Senator, I assume you want the sixes and not the sevens.
Co-Chair Krieger, Co-Chair Barker, and committee members, I do support the dash A6 amendments and not the dash 7 amendments. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Any questions of the Senator?
Yeah, identify yourself.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I should know better. Suzanne Bonamici, State Senator, District 17. Thank you, Representative.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We had two other people sign up for the deal, Mr. Barker and a Mr. Is it Lacknight?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to come up and give us your comments, please? You got to identify yourselves, please, before you start speaking.
I'm Charles Barker.
And my name is Earl Lacknight.
Thank you for allowing us to testify today. The proposed amendments to ORS 86.735, which are in the Dash 7 group, must not be allowed. Following a ruling in federal district court in Medford last Wednesday, which is the Hooker versus Bank of America case, banks and their foreclosure companies have become panicked to try to push this amendment through. This would dangerously impair Oregonians and persons in particular who have suffered severely in the economic and housing financial collapse of the last 3 years. Moreover, these amendments protect only the banks and the mortgage companies that caused this disaster, as was actually accurately observed by Judge Danner. They have profited monumentally and now seek to do so again on the backs of the people already suffering and Oregonian taxpayers. This has at its root foundation an entity called MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. MERS was set up by and for the banks themselves to keep secret and hidden their many transfers and sales of Oregonian home loans, thus not only hiding this from and defrauding the homeowners, but the Oregon Department of Revenue as well, who cannot discern from whom they should be collecting taxes on bank interest earnings. Now the banks, credit unions, and the foreclosure processing companies seek to dismember two laws that are designed to protect Oregonians from this abuse, ORS 86.735 and 86.060. I have particular conversance with this issue in working with the Oregon Attorney General's Office on investigations of banks, mortgage companies, MERS, and the foreclosure companies, and I've initiated a civil action in U.S. District Court against 18 of these entities to suspend this practice. This cannot be allowed and must be stricken from the amendments to SB 519. Thank you.
Okay. Once again, my name is Earl Lacknight, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's my understanding that this is pretty much dead on arrival already, and I'll just be brief. I realized I've been here at this Capitol twice in the 49 years that I've lived in Oregon, and the first time was a couple weeks ago with my son's field trip. I've been here a couple days, and I've observed the way things take place, and I understand how much information you people are bombarded with and how difficult it must really be to make decisions. This is a very, very complex issue that has a lot of implications for the people on Main Street. The banking lobby represented Wall Street's interests, and I'm happy to hear that you've killed this or not considering it, but I beg of you, if this ever comes up again, to please do your homework and read the cases that the six federal judges have went against MERS on this. It's very important for the people of the state of Oregon that this not be allowed to occur. And I thank you.
Committee members, any questions? Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, move the Dash 6 amendments into Senate Bill 519A.
Co-Chair Barker has moved the Dash 6 amendments into Senate Bill 519A. Any discussion on the amendments? The amendments are read.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 519A as amended to the floor to do pass.
I don't think we went to work session. So I want to go to a work session on 519A. Repeat your motion, please.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendments into Senate Bill 519A.
Co-Chair Barker has moved the Dash 6 amendments into Senate Bill 519A. Any discussion on the amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 519A as amended to the floor to do pass.
Co-Chair Barker, move Senate Bill 519A as amended to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion on the bill? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative
Shuffler. Aye. Representative Shuffler.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair
Hicks.
Aye. Co-Vice Chair
Gaynor.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Senate Bill
519A
moves the floor as amended with a new pass. How about one of our, you have to carry it? All right. Thank you. Open a work session on Senate Bill 405A.
Chairs and members of the committee, Senate Bill 405A is the measure that was heard on May 10th that allows universities to hire fully certified sworn police officers and have their own police agencies on campus. There's no revenue impact and a fiscal statement has issued.
Just a second. One of the concerns I had with this bill was the fiscal of $66,000, and the university system or staff that did the fiscal can say, well, they're going to do it gradually. There's 25 or 6 officers they would need to replace what the Eugene PD does. It would cost more than that to train one of them. And I would hope that the fiscals that we get are reflect more of the actual costs, because it's from those that some of the decisions we make are based. If we don't have accurate fiscals, it makes it hard for us to do our jobs and understand the impact of budgets, not only of this building, but the university system.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 405A to the floor with a due pass.
Co-Chair Barker has moved Senate Bill 405A to the floor with a due pass. Any more discussion on the bill?
Co-Chair, I just want to join your comments. I find it hard to believe that this is an authentic fiscal analysis of what will really happen if this bill becomes law. For that reason, although I reserve the right to continue looking at the bill, I'm going to vote no today, but study it as it goes in the next couple of days toward the floor.
Thank you. Representative, what's it?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I'll be a no.
Okay. Representative
Tobin. Mr. Chair, thank you. If you remember, when we had testimony the first day we heard this, I asked the same question Representative Nolan did about the fiscal, and I can hardly believe it, and I got more information from them, which did not clarify it any more than the clarification we'd gotten that day. So for that reason, among others, I will be a no.
Okay. Anybody else? I call the roll.
Representative
Nolan? No. Representative Aye. Representative Shuffler? Aye. Representative Tomei? No. Representative Woodman? Aye. Representative Woodman? Nay. Co-Vice Chair Hicks? Aye. Co-Vice Chair Garrett? Aye. Co-Chair Krieger? Aye. Co-Chair Barker? Aye. Senate Bill 405A moves the floor with a pass. Carry it. Yeah. Representative Barker will carry it. Work session on Senate Bill 406A.
We do. Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 406A pertains to the period of time and circumstances under which a person who has been revoked in terms of their driving privileges, when they're coming up on the end of their 10-year period, the method by which they become reinstated or petition the court for reinstatement. Specifically, it describes the timing for that request. It also requires that it be done in the county in which the suspension, revocation, or sentencing took place. And there is an amendment, a dash A2, which sprang from concerns in the public hearing that there was a requirement in the bill that essentially it would say that a person who had not been ordered to complete a drug or alcohol assessment would nonetheless be required to provide proof of such in order to be reinstated. So the A2 replaces that language and states that the court may reinstate if they find by clear and convincing evidence that the petitioner is rehabilitated, does not pose a threat to the safety of the public, and most relevant, if the sentence for which the crime for which the petitioner's driving privileges were revoked required the petitioner to complete an alcohol or drug treatment program, then they would be required to offer proof as such. As amended by the dash A2, Senate Bill 406 is projected to have no revenue and no fiscal impact. We have not yet adapted the dash A2s.
Before we do adopt the amendment, is there any discussion or concern with the amendment before we even get that far?
Mr. Chair, actually, I'm kind of surprised that there isn't. I mean, the fiscal part of it? That there would have been something that was pretty healthy, I mean, for the courts having to review that. It just must be really minimal, though.
Co-chairs and Representative Olson, the court will be required to make a finding to reinstate driving privileges regardless. So this may be moving the goalposts somewhat in terms of what needs to be demonstrated by clear and convincing evidence, but the fact of the hearing was going to happen anyhow.
Okay. Thanks.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 406A.
Co-Chair Barker has moved the dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 406A. Any further discussion on the amendments? Objections? Not. Amendments are in.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 406A as amended to the floor to do pass.
Co-Chair Barker has moved Senate Bill 406A as amended to the floor to do pass. Any discussion on the bill? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Senate Bill 406A, as the amendment goes to the floor. Like to carry the bill?
I'll take that one too. I've worked on that one. So
heavy?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to be overloaded, are you?
No.
After today, you're going to have some spare time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 557A.
Chairs and members of the committee, Senate Bill 557A was previously heard on May 24th. This is the measure that creates uniform sex assault response teams in each county located organizationally with each DA's office. There is no revenue impact, and it was specifically amended to avoid a fiscal impact, allowing for a phase-in using existing facilities and personnel. There's no amendment.
Mr. Co-Chair, move Senate Bill 557A to the floor with the due pass.
Co-Chair Barker has moved Senate Bill 557A to the floor with the due pass. Any discussion on the bill? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shockley.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Sitting up here.
Okay, Senate Bill 557A moves the floor with a due pass. And
Chairs, I believe Representative Hoyle sponsored the measure along with Senator Edwards.
And Representative Matthews, I believe, Representative Matthews wants to carry the bill.
But it was sponsored by
his care, and he can check, see if she wants to, and then get back to us. We can add her as a committee. We're done.
Picture.
Picture. And we're done for the year.
Yeah.
Nobody fought. No tomatoes from the audience.
You haven't
heard yet, Mr. Chairman. Is that an invitation?
No. So thank you for your work, and we are adjourned.
Yeah. We'll take